asking the question this morning, what's the future for 10,000 mortgage holders who may be, you know, fully up to date and complying with their terms, but these mortgages have now been sold to unregulated third parties who may be answerable to no one. The Fianna Fáil spokesperson on finance, Michael McGrath, has called for the government to move early in the new Dáil session to protect these vulnerable mortgage holders. So it seems that the first line of protection in terms of can you keep your tracker, can you retain the terms of the Code of Mortgage Arrears, the Code of Conduct, falls to the central bank to protect you. But we know they're interested in protecting the banks. Well, to give us more information on what is the legal situation, it's a pleasure to welcome to News Talk Breakfast Peter Oakes, who's a regulatory consultant in this area and, of course, a former director at the central bank. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Ivan. How are you?
How concerned should these 10,000 mortgage holders be?
Look, to put it into context, in relation to the consultation that the Department of Finance has issued, they're saying that the amendments to the law are going to happen, and that that anybody who owns a mortgage, so when a bank transfers the mortgage now to somebody who is unregulated, that person, the unregulated entity, as they all own the mortgage, will have to provide the consumer protection element. So that's only going to happen once there's been a change to law on a very technical term called a retail credit firm. So at the moment, you would say, well, isn't there argument that some of these unregulated entities that are buying the mortgage loan books off the banks, they're voluntarily agreeing they'll apply these codes. And on the one hand, that's comforting. But even as the consultation, the government recognises that, you know, how do you enforce somebody's voluntary undertaking that they'll comply with something? I mean, that's in a contract between two parties. But the real issue then is if there is a breach of consumer protection. And let's not forget that consumer protection is a right in Ireland in relation to financial services. There's no teeth currently then for the central bank to enforce that people those firms comply with the consumer protection code, the code on mortgage arrears, and all the other relevant codes. So at the moment, what you've got is these 10,000 mortgage holders and others, being in a situation where they're at risk of lower consumer protection than those that their mortgages have stayed with banks.
But surely the biggest problem and the most immediate problem is if the law is changed in October or November, it won't be retrospective.
Now, when you look at that, it depends on how the legislation is going to change. And when you look at the consultation paper issued by the Department of Finance, in their view, that all firms that once they come into the new regime will have to comply with it from day one. So if after that date the legislation has changed, even if your mortgage was taken out a few years earlier, the law then applies to that mortgage. So where we really are is in this situation running up to the time the legislation actually changes. And I guess that's the reason why people are calling for the legislation to be moved forward a lot faster than the current plan.
Well, let me ask you some specific questions. Say I have a mortgage for 250 grand, and just say I hit a rocky patch and I'm in arrears. What's to stop someone buying my mortgage from Bossy and just giving me a letter and say, within 7 days, pay us all the arrears or else we're going to evict you? Is there any protection? Because under the Code of Conduct, as you know, there's a process that must be gone through that can last up to 18 months. Will I have that protection, yes or no?
Well, under the current way the legislation is worded, the answer would have to be no. But I'm just trying to think this through, and I wonder what real examples we have here. We have got, you know, lots of views going on about what things could happen theoretically. And look, it's a real risk. So I certainly don't want to underestimate what the risk could be to individuals. I mean, the heart of this is, you know, just because your mortgage was sold from your bank to an unregulated entity, why should you receive a lower level of consumer protection than someone whose loan hasn't been transferred? But, you know, if you look at this situation and you read through the consultation and have a think about this, it sounds like the strategy for this whole area, which was defined a few years ago, nobody seemed to be thinking about what amendments at the time needed to happen to legislation so that the law actually stayed place with whatever the government strategy then was. And I think that's obviously very disappointing. But it's a little bit hard to go into the hypothetical.
This isn't a bit hypothetical. We have, at the high point, 90,000 people with mortgage arrears, over 90 days. Now, I know of cases, and there are many anecdotes of people saying to pay this within 7 days, which is clearly impossible. Are we looking at the possibility of evictions?
Well, there still has to be a process, doesn't there, to evict someone from their property. So there still has to be court avenues. I mean, the fact that the Consumer Protection Code may not apply right now, and don't forget, consumer regulations are overlays over what is the current law in the state of Ireland. So there are still enforcement proceedings under general law that have to be complied with. So receiving a letter and being asked, you have to be out within 7 days. I wonder if you start talking to some solicitors who work in that area, whether they actually believe that a person has to be kicked out within 7 days.
Well, we had the case of Michael O'Flynn.